And he said, go. In every aspect of our lives, we are governed by terms of agreement. From the digital spaces we navigate to the social contracts we uphold. But how often do we stop to consider what we've agreed to? And more importantly, what has been decided for us? This is an exploration of the explicit, the implicit, and the overlooked terms that shape our world. What do we accept? What do we reject? And where do we draw the line? The nature of agreements, terms of agreements, are everywhere. Clicking I accept on a website, following cultural norms, or adhering to laws. But these agreements differ. Some are clear, like a contract. Others are implied, like the societal expectation or to behave ethically. What happens when these terms, digital or otherwise, are designed to benefit one side disproportionately? We've seen this with exploitative business practices, predatory algorithms, and opaque policies. The question becomes, how do we renegotiate terms to reflect fairness and shared benefit? Sometimes we just have to claim them back after they've been appropriated. Words themselves, when appropriated as rigid terms, are the TNT that blasted the Tower of Babel into rubble. How can we collaborate across all individuals if we don't understand each other's language? It's one thing to expect this obstacle when dealing with people outside our linguistic scope, but here's the truth. You almost certainly spoke to someone today who took away a completely different meaning from the same conversation. When language becomes confined to legalistic or transactional purposes, it loses its fluidity, its nuance, its ability to connect. This fragmentation isolates us, turning shared understanding into splintered perspective. How can we hope to debate policies and actions if we don't mean the same thing when we use the same words? Shared meaning is essential for collaboration. Without it, our agreements are built on unstable foundations. Digital terms of agreement, digital terms and their real-world impacts. Digital terms of agreement often masquerade as a harmless fine print, yet they grant companies immense power over our data and even autonomy. For instance, data ownership. Who truly owns the information that we generate? Algorithm bias, how do unseen terms shape our opportunities? Surveillance capitalism, when did privacy become optional? The digital sphere isn't just a reflection of reality. It's a new battleground for consent, for rights, for accountability. If we don't actively define these terms, others will define them for us. To reclaim agency over the terms of agreement in our lives, we must approach them with critical awareness and collective action. This means transparency. Demand clear, accessible terms that reflect our interests. Participation, engaging in the creation of social and digital contracts. Accountability, holding entities responsible when they violate agreed terms. Technology can be a tool for equitable agreements. Open source platforms, community-led governance, that will have it standalone. We have effectively and workably outlined how that would work. And ethical AI design are just a few examples of how we can shape better terms. Every agreement, whether signed or assumed, is a choice. But only if we're aware of it. By questioning, renegotiating, and creating new terms, we reclaim our power to shape a fairer world. However, we also run the risk of isolating ourselves into permanent echo chambers, to where if we perked up our ears, all we would hear was something like barking, but with vowels. That's not the path forward. What terms would you agree to for the future that you want to live in? Remember, In order to create a space where what you want to happen can happen, you need to create the system that allows that space to exist. As always, embrace the extraordinary.